I asked if he could tell me where to find him. I told him that if he could get me the address, it would be worth another half sovereign to him. So he gulped down the rest of his tea and stood up, saying that he was going to begin the search then and there. At the door he stopped and said,
"Look here, Governor, there ain't no sense in me a-keeping you here. I may find Sam soon, or I mayn't. But anyhow, he ain't like to be in a way to tell you much tonight. Sam's a rear one when he starts on the booze. If you can give me an envelope with a stamp on it and put your address on it, I'll find out where Sam is to be found and post it to you tonight. But you better be up artering soon in the morning, or maybe you won't catch him, for Sam gets off main early, never mind the booze the night afore."
This was all practical. So one of the children went off with the penny to buy an envelope and a sheet of paper, and to keep the change. When she came back, I addressed the envelope and stamped it, and when Smollett had again faithfully promised to post the address when found, I took my way to home. We're on the track, anyhow. I'm tired tonight and want sleep. Mina is fast asleep, and looks a little too pale. Her eyes look as though she'd been crying. Poor dear, I've no doubt it frets her to be kept in the dark, and it may make her doubly anxious about me and the others. But it is best as it is. It's better to be disappointed and worried in such a way now than to have her nerve broken. The doctors were quite right to insist on her being kept out of this dreadful business. I must be firm, for on me this particular burden of silence must rest. I shan't even enter on the subject with her under any circumstances. Indeed, it may not be a hard task after all, for she herself has become reticent on the subject and hasn't spoken of the Count or his doings ever since we told her of our decision. 2nd of October, evening. A long and trying and exciting day. By the first post I got my directed envelope with a dirty scrap of paper enclosed, on which was written with a carpenter's pencil in a sprawling hand, "Sam Bloxham, Corcoran's, 4 Potter's Court, Bartle Street, Woolworth. Ask for the depoint." I got the letter in bed and rose without waking Mina. She looked heavy and sleepy and pale and far from well. I determined not to wake her, but that when I should return from this new search I would arrange for her going back to Exeter. I think she would be happier in our own home, with her daily tasks to interest her, than in being here amongst us and in ignorance. I only saw Dr. Seward for a moment, and told him where I was off to, promising to come back and tell the rest so soon as I should have found out anything. I drove to Walworth and found, with some difficulty, Potter's Court. Mr. Smollett's spelling misled me, as I asked for Potter's Court instead of Potter's Court. However, when I had found the court, I had no difficulty in discovering Corcoran's lodging house.